Good morning, it's April 16th and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a tale of resilience and reflection, Salman Rushdie's upcoming memoir, Knife, Meditations After an Attempted Murder, offers a profound look into the aftermath of the 2022 knife attack that nearly claimed his life. This work not only charts his physical recovery, but also delves into his mental and emotional journey following the harrowing incident. Rushdie, who suffered significant injuries, including blindness in one eye, has managed to reclaim his life in the wake of the attack. Despite the gravity of his ordeal, he expresses no desire for revenge against his assailant. Instead, Rushdie looks forward to the trial of the accused, Hadi Mattar, with the hope that justice will be served through a lengthy prison sentence. Adding to his challenges, Rushdie faced a cancer scare when a routine health checkup revealed a small bump on his prostate, further testing his resilience. The memoir's release, scheduled for April 16th, promises an exploration of love, hatred, and the impact of such a violent act on one's life. Notably, the trial of Mattar has been delayed, with his defence team granted access to drafts of Rushdie's memoir, indicating the legal complexities surrounding the case. Rushdie's anticipation to confront his attacker in court underscores the memoir as not just a personal recount, but a significant moment in his life, marking a confrontation with the very essence of hatred and violence he survived. Through Knife, Meditations After an Attempted Murder, Rushdie not only narrates his journey of recovery, but also reflects on the broader themes of human emotion and justice, making it a poignant addition to his body of work. In a case that has haunted a community for over two decades, a breakthrough has been made in the tragic story of baby Callum, a newborn found dead in 1998. Joanne Sharkey, a 54-year-old woman from West Derby in Liverpool, has been charged with the murder of the infant, whose life was cut tragically short, found strangled and wrapped in plastic near a theme park in Warrington. The discovery of baby Callum's body, a newborn only a few hours old and weighing 7 pounds 8 ounces, who had also been beaten around the head, shocked the local community and law enforcement alike. For years, the identity of the person responsible remained a mystery. Until now. Sharkey is set to appear in custody at Warrington Magistrates Court on Tuesday to face charges over the baby's death. In a related development, a man previously arrested in connection with the case has been released without charge, narrowing the focus of the investigation. As the case progresses, Detective Inspector Hannah Friend of Cheshire Police's Major Crime Review Team has urged the public to exercise restraint, refraining from speculation or sharing information online that could prejudice the proceedings. This call underscores the importance of ensuring Sharkey's right to a fair trial. Reflecting on the community's response to the tragedy, it's noted that in 1998, locals came together to hold a burial and funeral service for baby Callum, demonstrating the profound impact his death had on the community. He has been laid to rest in Warrington Cemetery, a somber reminder of the case that has remained unresolved until now. In a heart-rending chapter of the UK's recent history, over 250 survivors and relatives of the victims of the 2017 Manchester Arena bombing are taking legal action against MI5, Britain's domestic intelligence service, for what they allege was negligence in preventing the tragedy that took 22 lives at an Ariana Grande concert. This legal move underscores the enduring impact of the attack and the quest for accountability. The attack, executed by Salman Abedi, who had been on MI5's radar since 2014, represents a catastrophic failure to act on crucial intelligence. Despite being flagged, Abedi was able to carry out the deadliest extremist attack in the UK in years, prompting an official inquiry to later conclude that there was a missed opportunity to prevent the tragedy. The survivors' pursuit of justice has led them to file a group claim with the UK's Investigatory Powers Tribunal, marking a significant step in their long journey towards closure and accountability. This legal challenge is ongoing, highlighting the complexities and deep-seated grievances stemming from the incident. In the aftermath of the attack, Ariana Grande returned to Manchester for a benefit concert in June 2017, a gesture of solidarity and support for the victims and their families. Meanwhile, MI5's head, Ken McCallum, has publicly acknowledged the agency's failures, expressing regret over the missed opportunities that could have potentially averted the attack. This lawsuit against MI5 not only seeks justice for the victims and their families, but also raises critical questions about the effectiveness and accountability of national security measures in the face of terrorist threats. In a distressing turn of events on the A1M near Pontefract in West Yorkshire, a serious minibus crash has left 17 people injured, casting a shadow over the journey home for South Shields FC fans. The collision involved their minibus, a black Skoda Fabia, and an unidentified white car, resulting in the minibus overturning and causing widespread concern. The fans were on their way back from a match against Tamworth, a game that ended in disappointment for South Shields FC. This accident added a tragic note to their day, with 7 of the injured suffering serious conditions. All 17 victims were promptly taken to hospitals in the region, highlighting the severity of the incident. South Shields FC has publicly expressed their concern for the well-being of their fans involved in the accident. The incident has not only affected those directly involved, but has also resonated with the wider community and the football team. Authorities are now piecing together what happened, calling for witnesses and dash cam footage that might shed light on the cause of the crash. This investigation aims to understand the circumstances that led to the minibus overturning and to prevent similar incidents in the future. The aftermath of the crash saw the A1M closed until Sunday morning, disrupting travel and drawing attention to the serious implications of road safety. As the community and South Shields FC rally around those affected, the focus now turns to the investigation and the hope for a swift recovery for the injured. In a striking turn of events, Prince Harry's quest for personal police protection in the UK has hit a legal roadblock. The UK Supreme Court has ruled against the prince, setting a precedent on the entitlement to government-funded security. At the heart of this legal battle was Prince Harry's appeal for police protection during his visits to the UK, a request that has been firmly denied by the Supreme Court. The court's decision was clear. The denial of personal police security to Prince Harry was deemed lawful. Furthermore, the ruling has financial implications for the prince, mandating him to bear 90% of the Home Office's legal costs associated with defending the case. This legal setback for Prince Harry underscores a broader narrative of his ongoing legal confrontations, notably including his lawsuits against the UK media. Despite the high-profile nature of this case, Prince Harry has chosen to remain silent, offering no comment while the case remains active. The Supreme Court's decision not only highlights the legal boundaries of entitlement to government-funded security, but also adds another chapter to Prince Harry's complex legal history in recent years. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.